So I'm literally pouring sweat at the moment because I'm so nervous. My childhood crush is on the phone. Jodie Sweetin, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Well, better now.
Oh, why, thank you.
I think you were my first real, like, human crush. My other crushes were April O'Neil from Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Gadget from Rescue Rangers. So you were the first real one. And I was fully prepared to grow up to be Mr. Michael Sweetin or Tanner, whichever. It didn't matter to me.
Well, I mean, we can high three. So,
right,
yeah,
exactly.
It could be, you know, Tanner, right. Whatever is you're comfortable with. So well, I'm honored that I was the first human crush that you had.
Yeah, I figured that should be a highlight. Put that on, you know, your resume. I think that'll help out. Are you enjoying quarantine or are you someone that has to be around people all the time?
I'm fortunate that I do get to stay, you know, I get to be at home during all this because, you know, production is just shut down everywhere.
Right.
But we, you know, we've been surviving. I've got two kids. I have two daughters who are 12 and 9 and a half. So I've been here with them and we're doing homeschooling and, you know, just all trying not to kill each other and get through this in one piece.
Yeah. I saw you were making masks the other day. Yeah. So you guys are staying creative during this whole time.
Yeah. I mean, we're definitely trying to. We have, you know, I think everybody has good days and bad days through this. And I think we all are just kind of riding this wave of up and down.
Right.
And we all just need to be a little patient with ourselves and know that this is, it's totally normal to have, you know, a good day and a bad day, maybe a good morning and a bad afternoon. You know, it's just kind of where we're all at right now.
Absolutely. So I'm actually going back and I'm actually binging Full House. I think I'm on season 3 or whatever. And I forgot how great the show really is. I mean, it holds up really well, even today.
It does. I mean, it's, you know, there are universal messages and sort of universal timeless lessons in there about family and doing the right thing. And yeah, they still apply to today. You know, doing the right thing kind of stays the same no matter what era it's in, I guess.
Now, one of the things that stands out too, watching these earlier seasons, I mean, you're like 5 or 6 at the time, but your acting is so great. Did that come naturally or did you have to have a lot of practice to that? How did that come about?
No, it just kind of came naturally. I mean, that was when I was a kid and I was on the show, I just loved it and it was fun and it was play for me.
Yeah.
I rehearsed and I worked on my scripts in the car, you know, driving to work with my mom and stuff. But, I think a large piece of that was just kind of naturally who I was. And that really informed who Stephanie was.
Can you sit through and watch now with your kids Full House and enjoy the show? Or is that kind of hard to do because you remember shooting that scene or you're remembering all the details behind the scene that kind of distracts you from it?
You know, to be really honest, I haven't watched the original Full House in a very, very long time. I actually don't really watch it. I never watched it when it was on when I was growing up. I've seen a couple episodes here and there, but it just wasn't my show to watch. And my kids could care less about watching it.
Well, if you guys decide, it's on Hulu. You can use my login and watch it. It's
okay, good.
Yeah.
Good.
But it's a good show. You got to trust me on that. It's really great.
Why, thank you. Yeah, I love it. I enjoy it. I'm super proud of being a part of it, even if my kids don't like it.
Right. So fast forward, you get a call from Netflix one day saying, hey, we want to do Fuller House. You probably never thought you would return to that role, right?
No, but you know, we were actually really involved in the pitching and creation process of the show along with Jeff Franklin and John Stamos. So we were in there pitching the series, to, you know, different networks and Netflix and everything who eventually picked it up. But yeah, we were definitely in the room pitching the idea and all of that. So we knew, but you know, before Netflix that we had this show idea.
Yeah.
So it was really fun to be a part of it. And I think we, you know, we went out there and we pitched the show hoping and feeling like we knew that there was an audience out there that would love it. But I don't think we had any idea that it would be as well received as it was. I mean, it was, you know, successful beyond our wildest imaginations. And that was awesome. I mean, to know that people still love the show and the Tanner Fuller Gibbler Hail Totsopoli family.
Yeah. Like I think it came out at the perfect time because really it was kind of right at the beginning of this reboot culture we're in right now where everything that's old is new again, you know?
We were kind of one of the first shows that did the reboot and did it like really successfully. And we went, you know, for 5 seasons.
Yeah.
So that was kind of an honor. And we felt like, you know, after the wave of all the reboots happening after us that maybe we did something right. That was, you know, it was kind of a compliment to see all these shows coming back again. We're like, oh, I'm in this I'll be looking for a little bit of the Fuller House fund.
And now it's all coming to another end on June 2nd. And let me ask you this. Is there a Mary-Kate or an Ashley in the finale?
No, there is not. The Olsens will not be in it. But a lot of other people are. A lot of fun faces come back. We did some really great fun surprises these last 9 episodes, and I think people are really gonna love how we have said goodbye to the family. You know, there's all kinds of fun and surprises and great stuff, and I wish I could tell you all of the details that I know, other than the fact that I think fans are going to be incredibly moved, and that I am really, really proud of not only the way the finale went, but the entire last episodes of the show. I think were really funny. I'm really proud of them. I directed one of the episodes this season, so I'm really excited for people to get to see that. I think we did a great job honoring the Tanner family and the Full House legacy in this finale.
If Fuller House went on for 10 more seasons, would you be there to the end, or you think that you would find a way to kind of wrap up your character story?
We all would.
Yeah.
I think we all would, just because we love working together so much.
Right.
But like, if you told us for the next 10 years that we got to work and have that much fun every day, I don't think there's any way any of us would turn it down.
See, I think the craziest thing about Fuller House, when I watch it anyway, is when I watch these, I feel like every other episode on Fuller House, there's like a big dance number, and it stresses me out when I watch it, because I'm just thinking to myself, if I was on set being one of the dancers in the background, I would be screwing up, not intentionally, but every few minutes, and then they had to redo everything. How do you guys remember all these dance numbers and do it so well? Is there a lot of practice that goes along with
that? We screw it up too.
Oh, okay.
We screw it up too. But on the weeks that we have, I mean, our show was always big in that regard. We had big dance numbers.
Right.
We had, big stunts. All that kind of stuff, animals, everything. So it was from week to week, it was always like, all right, well, what are we undertaking this week? But the dance numbers were fun, and we loved it. We all loved dancing. We had, Chris Judd and Brian Anthony, who are two great choreographers, would come and do all of our choreography. So we got to hang out with them, and it was really fun. And, we'd come in and work an extra day. Usually we'd work a 5-day week and rehearse our dances and stuff one day, and then, come in and do all the rest of rehearsing the rest of the week. So it was extra work, but it was fun, and we had a good time doing it.
How rare is it in Hollywood for a cast of a show to be as close as the Fuller House cast? It's pretty rare, right?
I think it's incredibly rare, and I know that there are other casts who are really close, but I would be hard-pressed to find one that's honestly and truly as close as ours are. The entire cast, from kids to adults.
And
I think that was really the difference on our show was, yes, there are casts made up of, 5 or 6 adults that get along really great, and that's wonderful, but we had kind of a multi-generational family that was created, where the kids were just as important to that family as the adults were. And a lot of shows, the kids are kind of the side dishes, and you don't really write for them, and they don't really have their own stories, and they're just kind of there to support the adults. But our show, Full House and Fuller House, was really about the family, and the kids had their own storylines and their own important lives, just like the adults did. And I think that was something that the audience loved, but I think it also really translated to creating, this family of aunts and uncles and extended relatives that I have with the Full House cast.
Right. Right. Now that's so cool. Now let's talk about your podcast. Never thought I'd say this. This is not Stephanie Tanner's podcast, correct?
No, this is my podcast,
right,
where you get to find out how different I am from Stephanie Tanner. I started this podcast with my best friend, Celia Behar. It's our second season now of doing the show. We started it last year, and we just got a great response. We just hit 1 million listens this past week.
Oh, wow. How cool. Yeah.
It's our take on ridiculous, hilarious, raw looks at parenting and the things that you never thought that you'd actually have to say to another human being when raising a child. Yeah. Like things that you just think, are normal. Like you just that's like common sense that you don't do that. But then you have kids and you go, oh, there is no common sense.
Right.
I have to actually say these things out loud. So, right.
Well, Jody, it's been a pleasure. I'm on cloud nine. Thank you so much. Check out Fuller House, the final episodes on June 2nd. And then your podcast, Never Thought I'd Say This, available wherever you get your podcast. Thank you so much for your time.
Take care. Thanks so much.